Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Diane Campbell, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, October 1, 1952, the Barbados Advocate reflected on the circumstances which led to the war between Barbados and England in 1651. The English Civil War started in 1649 because of political differences between supporters of King Charles I and supporters of the English Parliament. This war led to the beheading of Charles and England becoming a Commonwealth under Oliver Cromwell. Many of Charles' supporters, known as Royalists, fled to the British colonies in North America and the West Indies while refusing to recognize the Commonwealth. Barbados proceeded to proclaim Charles II as its sovereign, leading to the British Parliament passing the Navigation Act, restricting trade with Barbados and the other colonies. In addition, the rumor had circulated that Cromwell's supporters, known as parliamentarians, were plotting to kill all royalists, leading to the mobilization of troops to prepare for the defense of Barbados. This threat also led to the arrival from England to Barbados of Lord Willoughby, who assumed the powers of governor. He called a meeting of the legislature to reaffirm its loyalty to Charles II and issued a declaration of right stating that colonists should not be governed by a parliament in which they had no representation. Willoughby also seized several estates belonging to parliamentarians, many of whom returned to England and reported to Cromwell. Parliament declared the inhabitants of Barbados to be rebels and traitors to the Commonwealth and dispatched Sir George Ayscue with a contingent of soldiers to subdue the colony. Ayscue's fleet arrived in Barbados on October 10, 1651, with some ships anchored in Carlisle Bay and the remainder in Oysters Bay. Ayscue attempted to land 2,000 troops in Barbados after Lord Willoughby ignored his call to surrender, but the defenses built along the island's coast were so substantial that Ayscue failed in his attempts, and Willoughby was able to offer military resistance for 3 months. Eventually, Ayscue sought support from Virginia, which sent troops to overwhelm Willoughby's army, forcing them to retreat to a place called Port Royal. Willoughby eventually surrendered and on January 11, 1652, signed the Charter of Barbados. This treaty recognized the Commonwealth of England while forgiving the colonists for their acts and allowing them to retain their liberties. Willoughby, who had been impeached by Parliament, was forgiven, and all his rights in land and property were restored. Normal trade relations were reinstated.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.